Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I'm not sure this tortoise wants to retire, but he's had a hell of a run. Back in 1977, there were less than 20 giant tortoises left on Española Island, which is part of the Galapagos. So researchers started a breeding program and brought in a male tortoise named Diego. Diego was living at the San Diego Zoo. And in the last 43 years, Diego's prolific sex drive has basically saved his entire species.
Wow.
That's impressive, dude. Wow. Well done.
Yeah.
Let's hear that turtle.
We have audio.
That is what giant tortoises sound like.
Was that completion?
When they make...
You're making that up.
I'm not making that up.
Is that in the middle or is that the end? Is that the big finish?
Oh, man.
Now, you may recall the audio. We have the famous video that we played on the show before of a much smaller tortoise trying to mate with a shoe.
Oh, for the love.
One for the Marconis today. Awesome.
I want to hear the Galapagos again.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I need a comparison, please.
Okay, in comparison, here's what the now giant tortoise sounds like
boy.
when they make.
Did you hear the snap?
I mean, that sounds like me bending over to tie my shoes before I lost the weight. That's what that sounds like.
Hey, Jen, your shoes are untied. You got it. There you go.
That sounds like a moose. Oh, my God.
Now, again, the much smaller tortoise trying to mate with a shoe.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. And the sexy giant tortoise mating with the smaller tortoise who was trying to mate with a shoe but is now being mated with by the giant tortoise.
They're just out there doing their thing. You know? Hey.
By the way, I have later this afternoon, I'm recording an audition to narrate a nature documentary.
Shut up. Like Honey Badger style or what?
And now we revisit the giant tortoise. Yes. The diverse sex life of the tortoise, ranging from other tortoises to shoes.
I wish you would have played Name That Sound with us before you told us about that. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is funny.
I would have loved to have heard the guesses on what that. Oh.
It may come back. I'll keep it handy.
Please, please do. Yeah. Is there a video? I gotta see this.
Poor. He's been very busy. He's very good at it.
I mean, he brought an entire species back to life with that moan.
I mean, that's impressive.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stormy and Alex. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. Are you ready?
Going good.
You enthusiastic?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You ready to play? You think this is going to be fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not afraid?
Maybe a little. My fiance is more scared than I am.
Is that why we're answering questions about you?
Yes.
Yes. What would you have been afraid of us asking and then revealing about you? That made you want to sit in this chair and not that one?
That question for Alex?
Oh, probably stuff about Yeah, she's
Josh
kinda,
and I?
Yeah.
Is this boyfriend, husband, what?
Husband.
Husband.
Yeah.
Is he like a private person?
Yes and no.
He'll get embarrassed.
Yeah.
I get more embarrassed when we're in public, so.
Gotcha. That makes sense. All right. So what do you guys like to do when you get together?
Shopping, really.
Shopping, partying, basically everything that, you know, everybody else does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life's kind of got in the way, though, a little bit.
How so?
I've got kids. She's got older kids.
Two stepchildren.
That'll do it every time they get into the mess, and then what do you know?
Well, then she's decided to move an hour away from me, so.
I do.
Well, that's not
I'm
cool
a West
either.
Sider.
What'd you do that for?
Fiance.
Oh, you got yourself one of those.
Yeah, I got me a West Sider.
So we got a West Sider fiance and a husband over here. What part of town do you live in?
Goshen.
Goshen. Yeah.
That's where I'm from. Go. Good old Goshen.
Goshen. Is that where you was born and reared?
Yep.
Is that where you met when you were kids in Goshen?
Yeah. Yes.
In school.
So how long have you been friends then?
17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time.
Long time. We know our dirty little secrets. Mm-hmm. Now.
And we will reveal them in just a minute.
Reveal yours.
Yours what too, all those hopefully. Dirty secrets are. Now, do you guys work? What do you do?
I do. I work at Ford.
That's mm-hmm. Alex.
And I own my own pet, like, grooming and dog caring business.
Oh, how fun is that?
Yeah, I go to home care. Like, it's home care, kind of. Go to the houses, let the dogs out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's really fun.
All right, so we're kicking Stormy out. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Stormy, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Stormy is heading off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth. And now that Stormy is officially out of listening range, Jen, whenever you're ready.
Hmm. Which of you is the bigger prude, you or her?
Probably her.
Mm-hmm. Who in her family would trip you just for the hell of it?
I'm going to say...
Who? She doesn't work with anybody, does she? Oh, so guess what?
Uh-oh.
We're turning this question around on you.
Oh,
who at your work is most likely to get so drunk at the company party they puke? That's why you want her at every party. When you feel sorry for her fiance, like, poor guy living with her, why?
She's a neat freak. I mean, I think she is. I always go into her house and I'm like, oh my God.
And that's hard with four dogs.
Yes.
How do you do? She's busy.
Oh, yes.
Keeping it all together.
And I thought my daughter drove me crazy, but she's got four dogs.
Yep. And that's it. All right. Multiple choice. I'm sure you guys will work this one out. Would she describe her man's junk as glorious, average, or
glorious?
Glorious it is. Bring her on in.
All right, there's your five questions. Now that Alex has answered all five, we're going to bring Stormy back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Alex's.
Let me get up in here. All right, Alex.
It's not that bad. It's fine.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
All right.
Let's see how you do.
Okay.
First question's worth $10.
Which of you is the bigger prude, you or her?
Probably me.
Yeah.
That's it. Yes. There's your first $10.
I'm a little bitchy.
Next question's worth $20.
Who in your family would trip you just for the hell of it? Yes.
All right. Next question's worth $30.
Who at her work is most likely to get so drunk at the company party they puke?
That's the one.
Yes.
It's funny how it took you longer to come up with the answer.
Yeah.
Well, I had to think of everybody.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing great so far. Next question is worth $40.
Ooh, here we go.
When she feels sorry for your fiance because he's living with you, why? Why does she feel sorry for him?
Why? Very nitpicky, I guess.
In what way?
Like with cleaning and stuff like that.
Yeah, are you a little got late? It.
Yeah, like I am.
You're a neat
I
freak.
He drives me crazy sometimes and we have dog hair and it's just like I'm like, do something. I'm always like Cinderella, Cinderella. Drives me crazy. But he does help. I will say he does do dishes and he does help. So,
well, I'm glad he's straightening up.
He does. He's very good.
There's hope for your future.
Yes.
Oh, my
he's
God. I'm
good.
Feeling good.
Yeah. Look at you guys.
Me
you
too.
Are on it.
Me too. We're not going to have four.
They are four for
you
four.
You guys are going to be paying
God.
For
You're
at lunch.
The fifth and final question. Ooh. And if you get this right, you win $150,
ooh,
guys. So let's see how you do.
And then you will become a member of the very elusive 5 for 5 club because not very many friends have come in here and gotten all 5 right.
Okay.
Nice. I think we got this.
Okay, I hope.
I think you do too. Would you describe your man's junk as glorious, average, or eh?
Oh, glorious.
There you go.
Glorious.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
He
here
is good
are.
On all that. Like, all right. So I'll make up the claim. He, you know, he
You'll
makes
forgive
up.
The dog hair. Yeah,
he makes up with that. Why do you think I'm marrying him? No.
Well, you got $150, guys.
Nice. That's awesome.
Story, Alex, thanks for coming on the Best Friend
you.
Game.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to come in here and hang out with us and play the Best Friend Game, there's an application on our website. Just go there and fill it out, WKRQ.com.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.